Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today, we are using an oldie but a goodie. This is our original episode called Little Rhoda. And this comes from Acts chapter 12, verses 3 through 17. Before we start, you need to know what was happening during this time. The king was King Herod, and oh, how mean he was. He did not like people who went to church or who loved Jesus. King Herod wanted to squash the people who loved Jesus, so he was mean and downright horrible to them. Our story begins with our friend Peter, thrown in jail by King Herod. Herod has locked him up for following Jesus. We begin our story here. Herod saw that some people liked what he was doing to God's people. They liked him being mean, and he thought to himself, how could I become even more popular? So, he decided to arrest Peter too. After Herod arrested Peter, he put him in jail and handed him over to be guarded by 16 soldiers. 16! That's a lot of soldiers. Herod wanted to make sure Peter did not escape. Herod planned to bring Peter before the people for trial after the Passover feast. So Peter was kept in jail. But the church? Did they give up? Nope. The church, people like you and me, they kept on praying to God for Peter. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping. Can you imagine this? Peter is in very serious trouble. Herod could have him killed, yet there he was, sound asleep. This is the same Peter who got all worked up when Jesus was arrested. Peter grabbed his sword and cut off the soldier's ear as he tried to fight for Jesus. Now, here he is, cool and calm. Peter must have some new confidence in Jesus to be able to snore up a storm instead of pacing back and forth in jail, yelling for help. Okay, let's get back to our story. Go ahead, Peter. He was between two soldiers bound with two chains. Other soldiers were guarding the door of the jail. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood there. A light shined in the room. The angel touched Peter on the side and woke him up.
What?
The angel said to him, "Hurry, get up." And at once, Peter stood to his feet and the chains fell off Peter's hands. The angel said to him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals." And Peter did this. Then the angel said, "Put on your coat and come follow me." So the angel went out, and Peter followed him. Peter did not know if what the angel was doing was real or where he was leading him. He thought he might be seeing a vision. They went past the first and the second guard.
"Psst,
Do you remember how many guards were there that Peter had to get past?
16.
That's right, 16. They came to the iron gate that separated them from the city. The gate opened all by itself. They went through the gate and walked down a street. And then the angel suddenly left him. Time out. Everyone listening, how incredible is the Bible? When you read the Bible, you must remember that these things really happened and that the people didn't know how the story ended like we do. Peter had no idea he'd be rescued. Can you imagine a real angel walking you right past guards and locked gates? Okay, let's continue. Then Peter realized what had happened. He thought, "Oh, now I know that the Lord really sent his angel to me. He rescued me from Herod and from all the things the Jewish people thought would happen." When he realized this, he went to the home of Mary. She was the mother of John. Many people were gathered there praying. Peter knocked on the outside door. A servant girl named Rhoda. Everyone say, "Hi, Rhoda."
Hi, Rhoda.
Good. Rhoda came to answer it. She recognized Peter's voice, and she was very happy. She was so happy, in fact, she even forgot to open the door. She ran inside and told the group,
"Yippee, yippee, yippee!
Hooray, Peter is at the door!"
I picture her saying it nonstop as she jumps up and down, her brown curly locks bouncing with each jump. Their prayers had been answered. They said to her, "Oh, Rhoda, you are crazy." But she kept on saying that it was true. So they said, "Oh, it must just be Peter's angel." Peter continued to knock. I can picture him knocking louder and louder. He is no fool. He knows the guards will be after him soon. He has to be out of there. When they opened the door, they saw him and were amazed. Oh my stars, it really is Peter. Peter made a sign with his hand to tell them to be quiet. Shh, shh, shh. He explained how the Lord led him out of the jail, and he said, "Tell James and the other believers what happened." Then he left to go to another place. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just learned. Did the people believe Rhoda when she said Peter was at the door?
No.
No. Rhoda knew what she saw was true. She knew the truth and believed even when others did not. Have you ever told the truth and someone did not believe you? Maybe someone blamed you for something, but it really was not you who did it. How did you feel about that? I know I have had this happen, and I've felt so frustrated. I'm sure Rhoda felt a little discouraged and frustrated when no one would listen to her. Here she was, telling such exciting news, and they would not listen. You know what we can do when something like this happens? We can always calmly explain the truth, but even if someone still doesn't listen, guess who knows the truth too? That's right, God. God knows if you are telling the truth. He knows everything and sees everything. We can feel better, feel reassured that God knows we are telling the truth, even if others don't believe us. In our story, they ended up realizing Rhoda was right. Peter was really there. Rhoda knew the truth, even if others doubted her. Rhoda's faith helped others to realize the truth that day. Well, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And, as always, bye for now.